Blog Talk Radio.
What else a dollar you might have for? Is that the one fighting for your soul? Or your brother's the one that you're running from? But if you got money, forget it, I want some.
B.I.G. Oh God. Whoa. Okay, ain't nobody f***ing with my click. Click, click, click.
Hey, what's up, fans? I'm sorry, man. They done changed the system. I couldn't get on. It's acting up. I don't know what's going on. I can't even get on the board. So I did want to try to get on with my smartphone and see if I could get on with my smartphone and open up a few mics. I don't know what's going on with the with your boy tonight, but what's up, fellas, man? This is Biz Grudge Inc. I got some breaking news tonight. I got a text earlier today. Guy want to come on, and he got some breaking news he want to share with you guys. But I just want to let y'all know that the race season, is basically coming to an end. They had some good action up in Michigan yesterday. I think it was at least 15 grudge races up at Milan yesterday. And I do want to say Bub was nowhere to be found. The mailman Bub was nowhere to be found. He went out testing for probably 2 weeks. He was talking trash. But when the day of racing, where everybody was at the track ready to get it on and do some grudging, Bub was nowhere to be found. I want to know, is he going to get – hey, you know what? Him and his – I'm crazy about his granddad, but him and his granddad may be fighting for that fake racer of the year. I don't know. I'm going to have to find out. I think they might take Kimo's trophy. You heard it here. You heard it here first on Grudge Inc. Sunday night talk show with your boy Biz. They may get that trophy. So, but what would be a good, it would stay up in the state of Michigan. But Detroit, they did whoop up on the Bears today. I think the Bears made a grave mistake by not taking Cutler out of the game earlier. But, hey, they don't want to get paid the big bucks. But this is about drag racing. So we want to get some Michigan guys on and tell us what happened yesterday in Milan. And we will see what's going down next week in Holly Springs, Mississippi. The 901 Bad Boys, All right, let me see if I can get on and open up a few guys' mics and see what's going on. Hold on, fellas. Well, we don't have that many people on, and no one has a hand up. So, if you want to say something, you got to press the one button. If not, we're gonna end this joint. I need fan participation. I need fan participation, so if you got something to say, you got to hit the one button. And if I'm not loud and clear, somebody send me a text and let me know that that I'm breaking up or if I'm loud and clear. Okay, I got Big Danny. Big Danny, your mic is open. Yeah.
You got on the show late, and now you trying to end the show late. You know, guys probably still waiting for you know, to, for you to start talking about something. You can't end the show you got only. Come
hey,
on,
hey, if, hey, no, if hey, right? Nobody going to talk, if nobody going to, I'm not Willie Dawg. I can't hold a 45-minute conversation by myself. I need this to be rhetorical. I need to say something, and then I need somebody to say something to me. You know, I can't hold it by myself. But I appreciate you hitting the one button, man. What's going on up there in Chi-Town?
Man, cold, 46 degrees.
46. You know what? Wednesday it's going to be 50 degrees here in Georgia. Wednesday going to be 50 degrees, and then 2 days later it's going to be 70. So.
Yeah. I want to know what else happened at the House of Hook Thursday, because I seen the Coop performers beat the white boys again. I'm like, wow.
And you know
and
what?
Ran away from them.
Did the white boys spin? That's what I need to know.
I don't know if they spent or not, but what's that? I think that was Mandrell who was filming it. Man, where he was standing at, it didn't look like. I don't know if the white. They said the white boy spent. I don't know if they didn't, but in his camera, man, it looked like Coop performance was just pulling. You know, we had to get the Godfather on. The Godfather can tell.
Yeah, we're gonna have to see if. Yeah. We're going to get old dog on and see what happened, because Scott pulled away from that man something ugly.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
I was like,
so I want to know, what is your plans for next weekend?
I'm going to Holly Springs.
Oh, okay. So you doing a little traveling next weekend.
Of course. I'm going to be next Sunday. I will be down at Holly Springs.
Okay. Well, I heard Team SVO, they were going back to try to let Wick get his lick back with the Predator car.
Yeah. And they said they're going to try, I guess Boost Swell want to get his lick back too. So Wick told him, come on down. Wick said they're going to have some fun. He's going to run them.
Okay. Well, there it is.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, but,
Danny, I know you're a little partial to Wick, so I gotta ask you this question. In your honest opinion, as of right now, if today was December 31st, and tomorrow was New Year's, who would be the 2013 Grudge Racer of the Year?
Well, as going by what Jay Bond said. He said the criteria and the quality of races, it would have to be Wit. Because he said,
it have to be who?
No, it don't matter. Wit. It have to be Wit.
Okay.
Because of what the criteria, you know, Jay Bond explained it. It's not, you know what I'm saying? I explained it. Wit fit that category.
The quality and quantity, correct?
Right. Now, the undisputed would have to go to Cold Killer, the undisputed. That's hands down.
I don't understand. You saying that? Hold on. Explain yourself.
No, I'm just
I want the words in my.
No. I mean, as the undisputed, like you know, he's like right now he's the undisputed champ. Right now, he is the undisputed champ. If this was the end of the year and no more racing, Cold Killer will get the undisputed championship belt.
He would be the undisputed champ, but he wouldn't be Grudge Race of the Year.
No, he'd be the undisputed champ.
Okay. Now, I got to say this, and he hasn't raced quantity as much as Tony Bynes and Witt has, but his quality of races.
Yeah, he's been running quality people now. He has been
racing.
He has beat quality people. Let's put it like that. He has beat quality people.
And he has traveled.
Yes, he has.
He has traveled more miles than anybody.
Um Because he's been to Michigan
twice.
He beat Donye. Yeah, he beat Donye up there, and he beat Tony Bounds up there. Mm-hmm. He beat Witt in Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he has traveled. Huh? He has traveled.
Yeah, he's been over to Alabama.
Yeah, he beat Witt in Alabama.
Yeah. And he will be down in Florida. He hasn't, but he will be in Florida. He's been to South Carolina. He's in Georgia, so, you know, you can't count Georgia because that is his state. But he has been to South Carolina, so he will probably be, if the, as they say, if the creek don't rise, he will be in Florida.
Don't say that, Ben. Don't say that.
What?
Don't say that.
Don't say what?
You just said if the creek don't rise, but, you know, hold on, I just got a text. He said the creek rose in Louisiana, and man, them people needed power boats to get up out of there.
Hey, man, I'm not into that, man. Hey,
no,
man, that
no,
is...
Let me say that.
I know you just read it. Let me say that. That's over with, is done with, is over. So, that's that.
I'm just telling you what they sent me, Ben. I'm only telling you what they just sent me.
Right, right. You just the messenger. Don't kill the messenger. I do understand that. You just a mailman.
Exactly. That's what they just sent me. So, I was like,
oh,
okay.
I didn't. Yeah. So, all right. But with that being said, man, my opinion, they Cold Killer, the Grudge Race of the Year. And the only reason I said that is because of the people that he beat.
But Bills, you know, as what Jay Bonds was saying, you know, the last week, you know, I guess he didn't fit the criteria what Jay Bonds had put out there. I guess, you know, Witt fit the criteria. So if that's the case, then Witt should be able to get, you know, Grudge Race of the Year.
And it's going to be a vote. You know what I'm saying? I don't know who voting. But I do know Bub, out of the great city of Detroit, he's going to be close. He's going to be up there with that fake race of the year. He's going to get up there. He's scratching.
Well, you know, Kimo got a few races on, Miz.
I didn't say Kimo. I said Bub.
No, you said Kimo wasn't the only one that got the fake race of the year award. You know, it is there in Michigan.
No, I ain't talking about this year. I'm talking about last year. I think Bub. He's scratching. I think he's gonna be fighting for fake race of the year. I think Bub, you know, him and Mr. Mailman, I think they're gonna be in the nomination. I know that.
Oh, so who else gonna be the fake racer?
Who else gonna be nominated? I don't know. You know, it all depends on who they want to put on the national level. You know, that's a national award. So depends on who they want to put on there.
Oh, they got a lot of people to put up there. You can believe that.
Yeah, there's
a lot of people they're gonna put up there now. We just have to see.
Yeah, we're gonna have to see. But they November 30th down in Clearwater, Florida, Grudge Inc. is throwing a race with the Team Florida down there with Big Low and the crew, crew chief and T5. So if anybody want to do any type of traveling and vacation. Hey man, it'll be a great time to get on down there to Clearwater, Florida, down there. And they gotta bring some grudging
down there. That's gonna travel just to come. Bring some grud racing down there, man. Get the fans and the people what they want to see.
Well, I'm gonna tell you this: they got Mike Hill and Mike Sereno locked in, and you know wherever Big Logo and grudge.
Oh, so it's gonna be the battle of the mics again, huh?
Which mic do you like? You know,
yeah.
Which mic do you like? So it's got on November 30th.
It's gonna be the battle. Which mic do you like?
Yeah. So it's going down.
Oh, that's gonna be some good stuff, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You ain't got no more hands up?
I don't, Danny. What you want me to do?
You gotta go into BET mode.
Hold on one second, Danny. Hold on. I got a call coming in. Hold on. I got a hand up, Danny. Hold on. /297-4786. Your mic is open.
What's up, Biz? This is Terrell, man. Eastside Stranglers.
What's up, Terrell? What's happening, baby?
I'm all good. It's hard. What's happening?
You went to Mala yesterday?
Nah, I didn't go anywhere, brother. Been laying low.
Okay.
But I got a big list of fake ass racers from Chicago, boy. I'll put them out on blast.
Okay, well let's start. Let's go.
You got the whole Pontiac boy crew.
Okay.
You got the Trans Am boys. Trans Am boys, yes.
Ooh.
All of them.
Not Star Child.
Star Child. Yes. Reese Hagler, Cadillac Joe,
who?
Mighty Bone.
You said Cadillac Joe?
Yeah.
Cadillac Joe. You put Cadillac Joe on blast.
Yeah. You got Tidy Bone, Fate.
Yeah, Tidy Boy ain't going to do nothing, man. Tidy Boy ain't going to do a day up there. Hey, y'all keep it going. I'm going to put it on mute for a minute. Y'all keep it going.
Okay.
Hey, Terrell, you know them people get ready to light the lines up now. You know they get ready to go down on your ass by now.
Man, I don't give a damn.
You know
what I'm named,
like
I go
that.
Down their ass. Everyone I'm named, I go down their ass.
Terrell, you know they ain't going to like that. You done put them on blast, too?
And then call out you see it, man. You know, they do all that talking to the track and get to the track and ain't going to do nothing, man. They don't engage in nobody, man.
That's why you got to make them lock in, man. You see, Shawty always make people lock in because if they don't run, you get the lockup money. You got to make them lock in.
That's what's up.
You know, you got to make people lock in, man. So, you know. At least you can have some type of action when you get to the track. So you don't want to go to the track for nothing.
I can say one thing, though, man. You know, we don't race up here, man. We do a lot of talking, a lot of spectating. We don't
Hey, Danny, keep it going, man. My wife or cousin just came to the house. I got entertained for a second, but I'm going to keep the lines opening up. I see somebody open up their mic, so keep it going.
Well, Biz, do I
hey,
need to drive the bulldozer in the bushes and get them out?
What's going on, Danny?
Man, nothing much, man. You know, getting ready to go to Holly Springs, man. Next Sunday, that's coming up. You know, we're gonna get down to Holly Springs and have some more fun, man. Man, you might well come on down, man. Well, come on down and have some fun, man.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to make that happen, man.
Man, the 17th, man. Come on down, man.
You heard about the Mandrell race on the 9th? Anybody went up from Chicago down there?
No, I ain't heard nobody went down there. That was yesterday.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, that was yesterday. You know, Biz down there, so you know, Biz will know more about that than us if anybody from Chicago went down there. Well, I'm talking about, man.
For street cars, right?
Yeah. You know, Jeff and them could have went down there with Ground and Pound could have went down there. You know, they could have went down there and had some fun with that one.
Oh, okay.
Man, y'all ain't doing nothing. Your brother caught fish yet?
Yeah, he almost did, man. Put the trans back in. Put the trans back in. That's about it. It's been on some other things right now, you know. Close to that season.
Oh man, he come on down to Holly Springs. He come on down to Holly Springs. He having some fun down there.
Oh yeah, for certain we will. You know, ain't nothing going on up here.
Man, he might well come on down there. There's a lot of Mustangs like he is down there. He having some good old action down there.
Yes, what's up? You heard anything about the
No ET? No, we waiting on the Michigan guys to hit the button. They probably ain't talking to us right now because the Lions done beat the Bears up, so they don't feel like talking to us right now. They said they probably gonna let us wet for a little while. So they ain't gonna come on to discuss what happened to no ET right now.
Yeah, I'm looking for a win for the Bears.
Did the DMX and Kimo get on?
You said Kimo who?
And DMX, they supposed to have ran yesterday.
Nah, X didn't show up at the track. I got the word.
Uh-oh. You know Kimo get ready to get on him.
Yeah, so I heard X, it was a no-show. So I guess somebody got to pay some lockup money.
Yeah, that's see. That must be another one of y'all cars y'all done added to the cap, huh? Well, I see you got an Eastside Strangler on the back of that Mustang.
Yeah, you know we have some in Detroit. We get down, you know, we can't make it all the time.
Oh, y'all done eased one in and didn't tell nobody, huh? Y'all up there.
I mean, he went blast racing, you know, for a little simulation with Eastside Strangler, you know.
Yeah, I see an old stick on the back of it. I said, wait a minute, Eastside Strangler? Hold on.
Yeah. We're going to bring that car down here, but there's no action down here, though. No action.
I mean, there's some action. You just got to make some action. Y'all know what's action down here. You just got to make some action. You know, certain people y'all may have to just, you know, around them. You know, everybody can't keep complaining about these old 28s. I'm on 28s, you on 29s. Man, that stuff out the window.
Yeah.
I don't. No, it don't. Look, Team SVO whooped every damn 29 car that stepped on the side of them. And they had 28s on. They ain't had no W's on. They had 28s on. Two 28s.
Drag radio, too, wasn't it?
No, everybody else had 29s on, 29 W's on. When they was in South Carolina in that shootout, I was right there. So that stuff don't mean nothing no more.
Yeah, FEO, man, did a thing this year, man. They came out, man, and just continued was all the way through, man.
They
should get a grudge racing of the year, too.
Yeah, because they did come out and take care of business like they supposed to.
Took care of business. They turned on a lot of W. They won some shootouts, meltdowns, and some grudge races. And wrecked. Went in a shootout and turned around and came back next week and ran again in Georgia.
When they went down to Valdosta?
Yeah. They wrecked in Cox and came back and ran. Come on.
Yeah, because they wrecked it at Cox. King of the Street. Yeah, at Cox, King of the Street.
You see what I'm saying? Who does that and come back and still be on top? Yeah, let's get a grudge race in the year or, you know, something up there.
I mean, they probably won't get grudge race of the year. They probably get whatever BS got, they may get that.
Right.
You know, they ain't counting meltdowns and shootouts as grudge racing. They talking about strictly grudge racing. If they were strictly grudge racing.
Yeah.
Oh, Mike B is open all that background.
Hey, Big Candy.
Terry, what's going on?
Hey, can you sit down good enough yet?
Yeah, I'm sitting down.
Just making sure, because I know you bet with Witten them.
What's up, Terry?
What's going on?
Terry, y'all coming down on the 17th?
You know that. Make sure you bet with the right car this time.
Hey. You know, Terry, it's all gambling fun, man. You know, that's what we do it for.
I know. We're bringing two cars.
What y'all bringing? Boost 12, too?
No, Boost 12 is out for the year.
Oh, wow.
He's done. So, I'm gonna talk to Witt here maybe tomorrow night, see if he wants to do something with our other car.
We're probably on the line. You want to talk to him?
I know. I'll just either tomorrow night or whatever. So, want to see if he wants to do something with Junior.
And what other car?
Our other Mustang. It's on 275. It's on a drag radio too.
There you go. Well, you know, Witt probably run you. You know, he ain't gonna have no problem with that.
I know. Yep.
You know everybody likes to race and have fun. Nobody crying about tire size and, you know, all that other stuff. You know, they like to go.
Right. That's why I like Witt. You know, we're just trying to get into this stuff now, you know.
Yeah.
But the car is just now starting to come around, just getting right. So use all them shootouts to do some test and tune, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, Terry, you got any information on Floyd's car? What happened?
He was up on rode some wheels. Got the front end came up in the air, bounced around a couple times on a wheelie, I guess, from what I hear.
Yeah, because I've seen the pictures on the internet. Man, that thing looked pretty bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was, I guess, from what I hear, he was out there testing and tuning, and the front end maybe came up in the air a couple times, bounced around, and you know what happens with that, it unloads the rear end.
Right.
you know. So I don't know.
I don't, you know, it's just what I heard.
That was a beautiful car, though.
Oh yeah, yes it was. A lot of money, boy.
You know they gonna put that thing back together.
Yeah, we'll see.
I'd like to see that one.
Hey, we did it in a week. Ours wasn't nearly as bad, but you know, it can be done. As long as the chassis and the frame is good. Cage. So, when you going down, Big Danny?
I'll probably leave Saturday. Or I may leave Friday.
Okay.
Yeah. Look, go down and have some fun. Get out this weather and get down there with some little better weather like we was having when we was at South Carolina.
Right. Yeah, I think we're going to leave out Friday night.
Go down and have some fun, you know. You know,
taking SEO, Terry.
What's that?
SEO, you're going to?
Yeah, we're taking two cars.
Okay.
Yeah, because we're racing Predator.
Oh, yeah. Is Predator now the one boy's fastest car?
I don't know. You have to ask Danny. I think King Kong is.
So what happened that day when y'all raced Predator and y'all beat him, and then I heard that King Kong was supposed to lock in with y'all?
Oh, King Kong wasn't even there. We can't miss Kong. No, that car is way faster than we are. If they want to make it right, we'll do something.
But then y'all raised Hitler? And that's Hitler's red coupe?
He broke.
Hey, Terry, nice try.
What's that?
what you just said?
He wants to make it right, we'll try, Tom.
Hey, Terry, y'all be killing time.
Yeah, they all knocked the tires off. No one made a clean hit against us. We got a little stock block, small block on the 28s. We shouldn't be messing with none of them guys.
Oh, yeah. But you know what, Terry? As I say, anything happening right.
Exactly.
Right. Might
have
person that's
talking
right now that she
doesn't matter. Y'all be Eliminator. He knocked the tires off. So happened at the beginning.
Whit. Hello. Yeah, I think Beer's gonna. I think Biz opening up their mics. Hey, Whit. I think Biz opening up his mic. He was just talking. He probably didn't even know his mic was open. Yeah, it should be some good fun down there, you know.
Yeah. I think they're having someone just called me and said something about them having a race down there on Saturday to a shootout. So I think that's why we're going to head down there.
What, they gonna have a shootout too on Saturday down there?
There was some sort of race there this weekend that got canceled, and I think it got moved to Saturday. Some mid-south something, I don't know what it was.
Hold on. I miss you, Vince. Where's that, Robo? Where they featuring at?
Yeah, I'm back, y'all.
Hello?
Yep.
Yeah. always opening up mics and them people talking, they don't even know they mic open.
Terrell, you gonna head down there Saturday?
No, I won't be able to make it.
Oh, okay.
I catch on YouTube, Facebook. I'm rebuilding, man, so.
Gotcha. Hey, did, hey, Dan.
Yeah.
Hey, did you hear, wasn't Tony Bynes and Lemonade supposed to race today? Did you hear anything?
You said today? I thought they were supposed to be that Thursday.
I thought something was today.
You know, I didn't hear anything. You know, Bill's got to get the Godfather on. You know, Godfather, you know, the Godfather keep us informed over there with all that.
Right.
Yeah, Bill's got to get the Godfather on. You know, he'll let us know. Godfather let us know exactly what happened over there.
Right.
Hey, man, that thing was on a doggone pass when we was in South Carolina. Good Lord, that thing was on the move.
What's that?
The Eliminator.
Oh, yeah. Dude, when I pulled him out of the hat, I was like, oh, shit.
Hey, you know, anything happened. Anything happened.
Yeah, we proved that last weekend.
Yeah.
Prime time beat killer time.
Huh?
They post all about prime time beat killer time.
Today?
Yeah.
Huh?
Oh, he must have beat him then.
It's the second race, right again? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Terrell, what you on Facebook?
Yeah.
You know those posts go up from that track as soon as it happens, as soon as they see the W on.
Yeah. Huh.
Oh, Terry's bringing another 275 car, huh?
Yeah. Yep. Just some slow junk.
Uh-oh, he is getting somebody on the line. Hey, Terry, it ain't another stock block car.
What's that?
It ain't another stock block car, is it?
No.
What? Uh-oh, Godfather.
What the fuck you want?
Hey, you know, us fans want to know what happened at Jackson.
Tony Bynes paid the punk out money, and Stevie Jackson ran the Pro Mod car just for the hell of it, for a little cash for the hell of it, and the Pro Mod car Jazz did get mine. That's what happened just a few minutes ago. Who is this, Big Danny?
Yeah, you on B's show. We all on the mic. Me, Terry, Terrell.
What the hell, B's called me from that old weak-ass goddamn show he got. He know he talking about his show don't cuss. Don't call me unless I can cuss.
Well, you know, Godfather, you know, they call you, you make the ratings go up. You know, everybody start mad.
Yeah, I ain't got time to do no ratings. I'm on the internet looking for some parts. I ain't got time to talk to you motherfuckers. I'm here trying to find some goddamn parts, man. What's up?
What do you need?
I ain't going to tell you over the phone. This Terry?
Yep.
Well, Biz, if Biz ain't already called you, tell him to kiss my left nut. The sorry motherfucker put over there to call you.
Call me later.
Yeah, I don't want to say it on the phone, but I'm doing some research. How y'all doing out there, Race World? Yeah, man, they had a little thing. Tony Bynes talked all that shit today. done changed his old cup and everything and couldn't bust a grate with a sludge hammer. Couldn't bust a goddamn egg at Easter. But he wanted to talk that shit, and Stevie Jackson was at, in the staging lane waiting on him. Tony came up to him and paid him his punk-out money, $500 punk-out money he paid him. And then, so since they was up there, they had my man Jeff Miller. You know, he got a pro mod car, a real pro mod car. And Stevie got an old backyard built car. But he gave him the back tie, and it was a damn good race, though, but the pro mod car beat him. Like he's supposed to.
Yeah.
But other than that, though, everything is nothing. Terry, you make sure you tell Biz to call you. You call that sorry fucker, because Biz ain't worth a shit, to be honest with you.
He opened all of our mics and then got off.
I just told you he ain't worth a shit. That's what I'm talking about. I don't know the hell he's going to hide. The hell he's going to host a goddamn show and he ain't even there. If you ain't got time to host these motherfucking shows, don't host them.
Godfather, what happened Thursday night?
Thursday night. Shit, what did happen Thursday?
Nothing. Oh, white boys and
Coop. Oh, shit. Yeah, Cooper Farm was running white boys Thursday night. God damn. Cooper Farm was faded out on him, man. Cooper Farm beat the dog shit out of the white boy.
Biz wanted to know that
Cooper,
I mean, that the white boys blow the tires off the car.
Hey, don't ask me nothing about Biz. Biz motherfucking fat-ass live right down here next door to these motherfuckers. If you don't know, tell me kiss my ass. Stay right next door to the motherfucker. Oh, they blowed the tires, but it didn't make no difference. That man had killed him from the word go. Oh, also, do y'all know David Floyd? You know David Floyd wrecked his shit, don't you?
Yeah, I saw it on the internet today.
Yeah, that's bad news, man. That man been having some bad luck with them wrecking them cars, too, man. He been having some buzzard luck.
Right. That was a beautiful car.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, he got another just like it. That was a nitrous car. You know, he still got a turbo car like this.
Right, yep.
Yeah. The fuck this car to me.
That's the chance we all take.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, that anybody can tell me what I'm just saying, though. God, dog, they be having buzzard luck with them cars, though, you know. Damn. Yeah.
Yeah.
He was down there doing some private testing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey, what are you doing next weekend, dog? Coming to Holly Springs?
Hell no.
Right.
Oh, I don't supposed to talk like that about nobody's show. Don't ask me about no show. We supposed to be out here in Macon. Macon supposed to be having a race. We supposed to be in Macon next week.
Okay.
Y'all going to Holly Springs next week? Yeah, you locked in with somebody, didn't you, Terry?
Yeah, Predator.
Wait.
Oh, shit, I wouldn't mind going to Holly Springs, but I ain't really got nothing to go with there. Them trips there don't come easy, baby. Yeah, I don't think y'all have no trouble with Predators out there. If y'all get out of the track, though, y'all shouldn't have no problem. Y'all know how to run them radios, too, don't you?
Yep, that's all we used to run.
Well, it's going to be a good one, then. That ought to be a good one, then. Big Daddy, you going to try to make that trip?
Of course you know I'm making the trip.
Man, you ought to get a damn award for the goddamn most traveled motherfucking fan.
Hey, that's the movie. Ask him if he's betting with his home team, dog. Ask him if he's betting with his home team.
Probably, hey, he's probably betting with Wick, but you know, ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Either one of y'all would be a good bet, but, shit, Wick might have a little favor. He might be up, but I don't think Wick is fast, though, so I don't know. All I know is they run good at their home track. That's all I know.
Right.
Why y'all ain't got Witt ass on the damn phone?
I think Beard opened up his mic. I think Witt was talking in the background. I think he was talking in the background.
Beard, come back. Y'all tell that motherfucker. If he can't stay there and run the switchboard, don't have no motherfucking show.
He said he had covered his
Hey, listen to me real good. You didn't understand what the fuck I said. If you the host of a show, it ain't like you didn't know you was going to host it. Either host this motherfucking show or don't have it. God damn it, let somebody else host it. That's what I'm saying. That's what you supposed to have your dedication. Can't open no goddamn show up and talk about all the mics open and then leave, motherfucker. What about the motherfuckers that want to get on now that mic wasn't open when he was there? Unless he ain't got but 10 motherfuckers on the show.
Oh, it's probably a bunch of people on there now. Hit the one button because you on the show now.
Oh shit, y'all ain't finna treat me like that.
Hey, you know you bring the ratings up when you get on the show.
Well, goddamn, these shows, I get tired, man. I'm tired now. I just got back from a trip to Fayetteville yesterday. Now that I just got back from Jackson this evening, I ain't even had a chance to unload my damn car and nothing. Had two fucking flat tires. I'm tired, man.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
dog. You said Sunday you gonna be busy, huh?
What now?
Hey, dog. We about to mail you one of them checks over there so you can get to Holly Springs Sunday.
Well, now, well, see, now my word is my bond. My word, you can't buy my word. I told him I told him we're supposed to be in Macon, you know. So I'm supposed to be in Macon Sunday. I wouldn't mind coming to Holly Springs and hang around with Terry and the boys, though. I like them. Some good fellas, man. Terry and the boys, they're some good fellas, man.
Oh, yeah.
And them bitches are rich.
Yeah. That's one thing they do,
is rich. Yeah. But, man, I don't want to. Hey, y'all know Little Tony Show will be coming on. Don't Little Tony Show come on at 8 o'clock? They'll probably be on there talking some shit. The issue will be out by then, won't it? Y'all there?
Yeah, we still here.
Oh, they like y'all motherfuckers can't talk.
Oh yeah, you know Kimo gonna be on Lil Tony Show acting a fool.
Why you say that? He won the race or something?
Now, you know DMX didn't show up at the track.
Well shit, DMX don't never fucking show up. The bitch owe me money.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm over here on the internet. Hey, look here. I ain't trying to be nasty with y'all, but I'm on the internet doing some research, so I got to go, y'all. Terry, I might call you. I don't need to call you.
Okay.
I found what I was looking for, but I might call you anyway, though.
All right. Give me about 15 minutes.
Well, no problem. I mean, I ain't got to call you right now, but just go ahead and do what you're doing. I'm doing a little research. I holler at all y'all fellas later, man. I love all y'all, man. Y'all take care.
All right.
All right, Godfather, be safe.
Okay, baby, appreciate it.
How much talking B is going to do over there? He probably got mics, probably need to be open. Terry?
What's up?
Terry? I said B has probably got mics over there. B has probably got mics probably need to be open over there.
Yeah, I'm not running a board. I ain't near him.
Bill said I'm having a conversation with his family. What about her? Probably eating dinner.
you know, last time he went to Strong Spot and got us some chicken.
Hey, is Whit feeding everybody on Sunday again?
I have no idea. We can get him on the phone. I'll get him on the phone. You can ask him.
No, I'm getting ready to get off here in a minute. I'll talk to him tomorrow.
Yeah. I know they ready to start the promo for probably this week for the race. Biz, come off you, Biz. Let me check Biz.
What's up, Danny?
Oh, you done came off mute. Hey.
Yeah.
Godfather got off the phone. You done came off mute.
No. I gotta go back on.
You ain't
What's
got no hands
on?
Up.
Hold on, let me see. No, I do not.
You might have bought that bulldozer. You probably got a lot of people on in Master One, but you might have getting that bulldozer and drive that bulldozer.
No, I don't do the BET.
You gotta go in there and pull them out of the bushes.
Hold on.
Oh, you said fan participation. You gotta go get them out of the bushes.
No, Danny, ain't nobody got their hand up.
You may have to drive in the bushes.
Huh?
I said you better drive that bulldozer in the bushes to get them.
No, I'm just going to shut the show off. That's what I'm going to do. Until we get some fan participation, we gonna shut it off. What did Willie Dog say?
He came on. He told us Tony Hines paid the punk out. He said his car couldn't get down the track, so he paid that punk out. And he ran Pro Mod against Stevie Jackson back half, whatever he had. He gave him the back tie, and they said the Pro Mod just got around him.
Hmm. They was at Jackson, South Carolina?
Yep.
Oh, okay. If they doing that on Sundays, I can make one of those. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I'm gonna check the phones again, and I'm gonna pay a couple commercials.
Hold on 1 second.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jay's, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
Grudge Inc. is taking over social networking. To get live, in-depth coverage on current races, follow us on Twitter at Grudge Inc. To view the most up-to-date and exclusive footage, subscribe to our YouTube page at youtube.com/GrudgeIncTV. To get an overview of it all, friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/GrudgeInc. And last but not least, we have a weekly newsletter that we will send directly to your email every Monday. Sign up for this newsletter at www.grudgeinc.us. Once again, watch videos at youtube.com/GrudgeIncTV. Follow us on Twitter at Grudge Inc. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/GrudgeInc. Grudge Inc. wants to be your number one stop for all grudge racing news and entertainment.
.219-1065, your mic is open.
Okay.